Okay, one. Another one of those practical ones, maha water. Do you want some maha water? Prabhu? Oh, you might have an altar at home. If you don't, then I can recommend it. Maybe you have learned a little bit about Archanam, Pujas and all that. Heart thieves. Where you offer nice objects to God by waving incense and flowers, but also water. And that water becomes maha water. And you can drink it or spray it on your head. Now, as we understand, all this is part of meditations on God and our relationship to God as servants. But in general, well, it's the way you treat an honorable guest, your friend. So it doesn't have to be mere rituals. But more personal relationship thing. So here you are. Do your little arti. I can describe here how to do it. Or your big one. Afterwards, you can take the remnants, accept the remnants as God's prasada, Krishna's prasada, God's mercy, water that has been touched by the tongue of God. That's something. So now, just sit down when you've done all of that, and if you haven't, and turn off this recording for a while, and do all of that, and then continue from here afterwards. Okay, so here we are. And you may be sitting here with a cup or glass of maha water in front of you. I just take a little sip of that maha water. And as you do, listen to what Krishna, God, says in the Bhagavad Gita. I am the taste of water. Now take another one. Krishna saying, I am the taste of water. And continue like that. Small sips are good. And just taste. Taste that water. What is that taste there in the water? It's Krishna. Who is Krishna? Oh, Krishna is God. Hey, God is Allah. Well, then drink that water and think, Allah is the taste of this water. Or whatever name you prefer. And just go on like that, drink and taste. God and the water.